This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Recent media reports deny that President Trump can be correct about infanticide deaths after failed abortions. Yet a pernicious number, 143, keeps coming up. The Centers for Disease Control collect information volunteered by abortion providers and still come up with that number, 143, of deaths after failed abortions or infanticides. If that was the number of school deaths or terrorist prisoner deaths, media outlets would quickly extrapolate that into thousands of annual deaths. But 143 remains the number of federally documented infanticides. In state news, Michigan is working on banning D&D abortions. Maine may soon compel state funding of abortion. A state Senate vote means Rhode Island will not accept radical expansion of abortion. And Pennsylvania's Senate is being urged to buck Governor Tom Wolf and pass a bill against eugenic abortions that target disabilities like Down syndrome. This is Life News Radio. A culture of life is like a bright city on a hill. Just as people in 1890 might have had difficulty imagining today's cities, so it may be today in imagining a culture of life. But it starts with more than imagination. It starts with the moral commitment to offer the highest regard to the gift of God hidden within each human life. Let's become the culture of life. Yet another politician is embracing abortion and running for the White House. Montana Governor Steve Bullock just last week vetoed a bill stopping infanticide and now wants to be president. Planned Parenthood claims most everyone likes them, but only 14% of Americans agree to unlimited abortion. Most Americans oppose most abortions. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.